On this Labor Day, we're keeping an eye on Hurricane Dorian, covering the aftermath of the mass shooting in Odessa and Midland, Texas, and the fire on a scuba boat off the coast of California, over 30 people missing there. We'll continue to follow these stories throughout the day, but now a few minutes to hear how a jazz musician is giving a new interpretation to some of the folk songs collected by Alan Lomax, the ethnomusicologist, record producer, radio host, academic. He's credited with bringing Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, and Lead Belly to a wider audience. John Kalish reports.
When Andy Biskin landed in New York in the 1970s, fresh out of Yale with an anthropology degree and a clarinet, he went to work for Alan Lomax as a research assistant.
Alan had no use for the music that I was playing. He liked Dixieland and, you know, New Orleans music, traditional jazz. He thought that anything that came after that was fake.
Biskin played modern jazz at night and worked for Lomax during the day. By then, the great ethnomusicologist's career was on the downswing.
In the 60s, he had sometimes 8 or 10 people working in this office. It was like the Manhattan Project. And by the time I got there, the party had sort of ended. He was pretty much going at it alone.
But Biskin says Lomax was working on what he considered the culmination of his career, a program using computers to categorize music.
He developed a coding system where you could get everything that you needed to know about a song with 37 variables. And he had a sample of songs from around the world. And he put this all into a database with anthropological data. I mean, it was kind of crazy stuff.
It was one Sunday morning.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
The preacher went a-hunting.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Biskin's process for adapting the music Lomax collected in his 1960 anthology, Folk Songs of North America, was decidedly simple.
It was really just putting the book on a music stand and playing the melodies on my clarinet. I was looking for melodies that seemed like they could withstand some serious abuse.
For his album 16 Tons, Biskin picked 13 tunes, including such well-known pieces as Blue Tail Fly, Tom Dooley, and She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain.
I knew that I didn't want it to sound like a folk band. I wanted horns. I also wanted a way to do like a call and response. There needed to be a chorus that could respond to my clarinet, and they had to sound different than me.
That chorus is three trumpets. Given Alan Lomax's fondness for Dixieland, it's hard to know what he would make of Biskin's reinterpretations of the old folk songs Lomax collected.
He said of Dave Brubeck back in 1950-something that the jazz guys had too many chords going. I suspect he would have thought there were too many chords going here, too.
Lomax biographer John Swed says he admires Biskin for staying close enough to the original melodies that they're recognizable while managing to create something new.
Andy's got a great feeling for the range of the clarinet, and he seems to know exactly how you can use the clarinet to get a kind of human voice quality, and it particularly was drawn by the piece that was using shape note singing, Am I Born to Die? I couldn't imagine three trumpets, a drummer, and a clarinet getting a shape note singing thing with all that goes with that at a very slow tempo, but it works beautifully.
Alan Lomax himself might even agree. Andy Biskin says he ran into the ethnomusicologist 20 years after he worked for him.
He seemed to understand what I was doing, and he kind of made it known to me that I should not be in academia, that I should be playing music. It wasn't ever spoken to me in a real direct way, but I sort of felt like I had his approval, and that meant something.
Biskin's new project is a clarinet quartet that plays Mozart and Jelly Roll Morton. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.